Thank you for listening to this DuPont Media production, available on all major podcast platforms. This is Rod Peterson on demand. Oh, yeah, he's back. Time for more of the Rod Peterson Show.
Welcome back to the program, everybody. And if you're just joining us, it's hour two of the show, episode 252 of Canada's Morning Sports Talk Show. And I got to ring the bell again. That's three rings of the bell. I knew it was big news when Justin Dunk broke the news 20 minutes ago that the Argos are the only team over the salary cap in 2019. But even bigger news that they will not be fined because of COVID-19. And again, I knew it was big news, obviously, but it's the reaction out there. And all the other teams are upset, and they got it right. I'm just kind of going, whoa, just slow your roll. Let's walk it back. It's new to me. Obviously, all these other teams have known for days. And that's why we have the number one CFL insider right here in Justin Dunk. I said to Darren, this show couldn't survive without him. I'm so glad he's on our team. Just a comment wall here. Twitter's going nuts. I mean, it's not so much that they broke the cap. People do that all the time. It's that they're not being fined for it.
Yeah.
That's what's got people upset, and more so the other teams.
And the tie still with COVID and the coronavirus to this season. I mean, this season's already been shortened if it's going to happen, and it's affected, so teams could sit there and be like, well, I'll go for the cap too. And there's already precedent been set that because of COVID, we're not fining Toronto. Because they're probably not in a great financial situation. So because of COVID, you didn't find them. Because of COVID, you can't find us. Now it becomes an arms race of who can spend the most money. So that's what they're worried about for sure. I get it. I do.
Wayne in Victoria says, does anybody think the Riders would be forgiven if we went over the salary cap? Forgiven in terms of a fine? No. But people still bring up 2013 that the Riders went over the salary cap by $19,000, which Jim Hobson, good friend of the show, said, speeding ticket, doesn't care. But to be forgiven for the fine, I mean, it's, you know what the other teams are saying. Justin reiterated it in the interview, but if you missed it, they're saying, why have rules in the first place? Because they do, the CFL has kind of played loosey-goosey with the rules over the years. That's what makes the CFL quaint, as yeah. Some would say. Maybe they don't want to anger MLSE, the relatively new owners of the Toronto Argonauts. I don't know. I mean, we are in uncharted times. It's the wild, wild west. And I'm always, listen, I've chosen a side of being on Team Ambrosi. I'm staying there.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of football operations people that don't like him for a variety of reasons, number one of which is the cap that's been imposed on those guys, which wasn't even his idea, by the way. It was their own bosses, but we won't get into that. It's hard to ask them to look the other way, though.
It is, for sure.
The other teams.
It's tough. Well, for sure. It's tough because when you look at the salary cap and you look at enforcement of it, every situation's a little bit differently. And this is going to drive the black and white people, the people who need definitive numbers, nuts, because they won't be able to understand it. You mean 19,000 over the cap's not a fine, but 20,000 is? What makes you decide that? There is a number where they would come down hard. When you're abusing a system and really taking advantage, then there should be a real stiff penalty. What that is, I don't know that it's defined. 2013, if Jim Hobson and the Riders went 19,000 over the salary cap, that's not exactly abusing the system. At least that's not the way I interpret it. So he takes his fine and goes the other way. Toronto goes over the salary cap by $100,000 or a couple $100,000. But because they finished towards the bottom of the CFL, only had 4 wins in the season, they can say, well, they really didn't get an advantage from it. So we can let it slide because he took performance enhancing drugs and still finished last in the race. So what is it going to do to penalize him here? It's not like they won and we're taking away something, but it does set a precedent moving forward.
From our viewer, Mike Lee, Mydale Mike, he says, it appears that if you're over the cap but are still terrible, it isn't a problem.
Yeah.
Argos 4-14, and you're not even good at cheating. So we'll let it slide this time. Go try again. Just ahead of Braden Lenius, I've been promoting this sports update, and there's some interesting sports stuff here. Major League Soccer will return to action July 8th with a World Cup-style tournament that will run through August 11th in the Orlando area. All 26 teams will take part in the MLS Is Back tournament at the ESPN Wide World of Sports Complex at Walt Disney World Resort in Florida. The NBA is looking to resume play at the Disney... The NBA is also looking to resume play at the Disney Complex. After the pandemic wiped out spring practice for most major college football teams, an NCAA plan to extend the preseason by 2 weeks could help coaches and players make up for the lost time. The NCAA's Football Oversight Committee expects to finalize a plan tomorrow to allow teams to conduct up to 12 unpadded slow-speed practices, also known as walkthroughs, during the 14 days before the typical preseason begins in August. And the Winnipeg chapter of the Professional Hockey Writers Association has nominated Jets forward Mark Letestu for the Bill Masterton Memorial Trophy. Letestu was diagnosed with myocarditis, an inflammation of the heart muscle, which can affect the heart and its electrical system, reducing its ability to pump and cause rapid or abnormal heart rhythms. Over the next 6 months, he worked his way back to the point where he was one day away from playing with the Manitoba Moose of the AHL before the season was put on pause. So congrats to Mark Letestu.
Yeah.
The sports update for the Tap Brewhouse and Liquor Store. We are open. Stop in today at the corner of Rochdale and Pasqua. Call 761-2777 for their hours or visit their Facebook page for their full menu. Guys at the Tap, I forgot to call you. Can you put me down for a table for two at 12:30 today? I'm meeting a buddy there.
All right.
And for Red Bull Canada, Red Bull gives you wings.
I was just going to ask
you. Let me know when Braden Lenius is ready, please, guys.
I was just going to ask you, when are we going for lunch? But your calendar's full. So we'll squeeze it in next week or some other time.
Yeah, let's do it. We got to support our sponsors. Now, Clark is telling me that Braden's video is a little choppy. So, guys, we'll bail out of it real quick and get him on the phone if we have to. But let's bring him in here. Rough Riders wide receiver Braden Lenius headed into his sophomore season. It is somewhat choppy. You're right, guys. That's true. Which is odd because he's coming to us from Regina. How you doing, Braden?
I'm good. How about you? You'd think the Wi-Fi is good in the stadium here. Now I get to be in here. I don't know what's going on with it, though.
You're in the stadium. Okay, well, maybe that's the problem. Do you want him to go off his Wi-Fi, Clark? Did you tell him that? Okay, Clark's saying we're going to roll with this for a while. So you're at the stadium. Did you work out this morning already?
Yeah. I started out and I've been able to get the workout in right before we get in here. So I'm just hanging out right now.
Yeah, Braden, hang on. Hang with us. That's unfortunate.
Yeah.
I'm very interested to get into what life is like right now for him. I haven't even been counting the days of training camp being stalled. It was supposed to open May 17th. They're coming out, May 17th. We're coming up on a month of a stall.
Yeah, and even what it feels like being back at the stadium. Pretty sure they're allowed to be in small groups only to start with. So what does that look like? You know, what's that environment like? It's probably a little bit creepy almost, you know, it being just empty and not hustling and bustling like you're used to at this time of year. Be a little bit different, but it's still a positive sign that we're now being able to speak with players who are in stadiums practicing and working out, which is exciting.
Alan Lee, our intern, the Asian sensation, Alan, the intern, says, I am picking LAFC. That's the Galaxy. Did they change their name? Isn't it the Galaxy, the Los Angeles team? And Alan, you turncoat. How do you not cheer for Toronto FC?
Yeah.
Okay. We're going back to the stadium. Braden Lenius joins us there from the Saskatchewan Roughriders. Hey, way better. See, it's a Wi-Fi
issue. There we
go. Yeah, it's a Wi-Fi issue, Braden. How was the workout today? What did you get in?
Well, I got lower body today. Today was my day three of the work day, 6 day week, I guess. So today was a little bit of tri bar deadlift, some lower body explosion, and some running.
Good for you. How are the guys doing right now as we come up on a month of the delay? What's the mindset of your teammates?
Yeah. Well, from talking to multiple and trying to stay in contact with them, I think everybody's right now is just trying to keep their hopes up, right? As coming into my sophomore year and we lost a little bit of leadership in the receiving room, I try to, you know, stay in contact with those guys and make sure everybody's on the same page and we're still working out because you never know, right? Things are changing fast and I don't know, from down south, things are starting to open up. So hopefully that can translate up here. So just making sure the guys are still working, right? And not losing hope and there's not going to be a season or not. So just got to keep working like there is.
Absolutely. Well, there's no doubt the CFL will come back, and you will be a big part of it for a long time. But let's just go back for a second and look at your rookie. Yeah, I mean, you were a high draft pick. I know everybody wants to be on the field more and catch more balls. But for you, you got your feet wet. You worked your way in. How do you look at that 2019 rookie season? Were you happy with it, or your thoughts?
I was happy with it, but I think on my part, just, you know, it's tough coming as a rookie and being at a collegiate level. You know, it is a big of a jump. I played a pretty high level, but even then, professional is still another jump, and you're still with guys who played in the league and who have been in this league for a while now. So, you know, I think it was good to be able to play in those 11 games that I got to and get my feet wet and got my hand on a couple balls, which was nice to get used to that. But I think coming into next year, just learning from the guys like Naaman and Manny and Corey Watson, especially, like those guys, learning from them. And it's not even just on the on-field stuff, but it's the off-field, like their routines, their how they work out, how they come in each day for preparation for games. So I think that coming to next year and taking little bits and pieces from each of them, I think this next sophomore season is going to be a good one for myself.
You mentioned 11 games, 2 receptions for 4 yards. Braden, 6'5", 230, born and raised in Regina, played at Washington.
Oh,
go ahead.
Oh, I was going to put an asterisk on the 230. I'm weighing about 223 right now.
Okay. He's a hamburger away from 230. A Funruckers hamburger away from 230. Braden, I got to ask you this. One of our viewers asked, what the talent level of the CFL, how did you feel about it? Given the big-time schools that you played at, was it right where you thought it would be when you got into training camp and into the regular year?
Yeah, 100%. Especially, I mean, I've been around the CFL for a long time, right? Especially as a little kid and growing up in Regina. So I've seen it since I could remember, right? So I think just being able to see that, but also, you know, it is a jump. It is a jump. The pace is even more faster because if you go to the collegiate level, kids who are 18, 17 years old and still, you know, mind still scrambling, still trying to get into their body and figure themselves out. So the game is a lot more fast-paced and a lot more, I think, as being older and a bunch of men on the team, like it's way more, like there's more focus and there's more accountability in this league, and you have to hold yourself to a standard individually as well. So, and that'll lead to success on the field. But the pace is faster for sure.
Wow, that's amazing that you say that, by the way, because you did play in a big-time program with the Washington Huskies. Yeah. So they're holding you accountable here, there, but it's a higher level here is what you're saying.
Yeah. Especially because it's the pros, right? I mean, again, the CFL, like some people don't credit the CFL like they should, but I mean, the CFL, you see dudes coming up from the NFL getting cut, right away. So it's like, you got it right there that it is a fast-paced game.
Couple things. One, if we go back to the CFL Combine and the one-on-one interviews, your mom told me how exciting it was for you to be interviewed by guys you'd grown up watching on television, like the interviews with the team. So who were the guys that you were sitting across the desk from and going, wow? Do you remember?
It was Hamilton. So Hamilton, the offensive staff members, he went to my high school in North Vancouver. So I've known him for a while, so it was cool to see him. The Riders, some of the Riders stuff, like J.O. wasn't there, but I remember seeing Shives. I've seen Shives before. I got interviewed by 7 out of the 9 teams, but a lot of them are new faces. I think BC was the main one when I saw G-Roy, because G-Roy and I are pretty close, right? So sitting across from G-Roy, it was kind of hard not to grin and smile, because I know him on like a very well personal level, right? So it was hard to keep serious and keep a straight face, but no, I got it down.
The GOAT. I guarantee you, if he didn't
have
the BC Lions would have been drafting you, no doubt about it. And I'm sure he'd still love to get you out there because you're West Coast ties.
I know. I think mom was hitting at it too when they were talking as well. Give him a little boost.
We don't want to get into tampering here today. But By the way, I got to say this. For me, my highlight watching you was the Fiesta Bowl in Phoenix. And you were on the field a significant amount, I thought, in that game. Can you talk about that day and that game? It was a lot of fun.
That game was crazy. With that year, that was a little bit of a weird year for me. Like, statistically-wise, I didn't get the ball like I wanted to. I didn't get the catches like I did in the previous years. But, I started, I think, the percentage was like 91% of the snaps I was on the field. And it was just as blocking, right? But that game was, it was insane. I think when I first got out there for warm up, when I saw Saquon Barkley and all those cats, I was just like, this is like unbelievable. Like, you see Saquon Barkley, he's a video game, right? And I go up to him and shake his hand and say what's up, and it's just like, and then once we got in the game, like we were down a little bit, we almost came back and won the game. But just that whole atmosphere and be able to play in the New Year's Six Bowl and coming off the last previous year playing Alabama and seeing that, and then be able to play that next year against that big team, like, it was just unbelievable. Those games are games like you remember forever as I go on for the rest of my life.
Yeah, and you weren't standing on the sidelines. That's my thing. You got a fair amount of snaps in it.
Exactly. Right?
Which
exactly.
is good.
Exactly.
But then you're drafted by your hometown Rough Riders, and to step out onto the field in the beautiful new stadium, can you please tell me what that experience was like?
It was honestly pretty, it was emotional. Like I honestly had tears in my eyes the first day because my grandpa passed away about a month before I got drafted, and grandpa and grandma from here. So it was just a special moment to be able to, and all my family's in the stands. Like there's probably about 30 or 40 of them who all had season tickets since probably 25 years plus, right? So just running out the tunnel and just it's honestly indescribable, right? Like you have to do it to really understand like the meaning, but the true meaning behind it, just having everybody there and all that support, it's just unbelievable, right? And there's nothing like Rider fans, like game day and seeing Pill Country and everybody fired up, like it's unbelievable.
I know, and that's the thing, is the Fiesta Bowl was cool at the University of Phoenix Stadium.
Yeah,
Mosaic Stadium, no different. Really, everybody's going crazy. You got the pins and needles, and I get it. Or unless you see a difference, but it's got to be the same sort of feeling, I would think.
Oh, 100%. No, Mosaic Stadium gives a lot. Like, gives a lot of teams, even down south, a run for the money with fan-wise, and how beautiful the stadium is, and like the fans. Oh yeah, it's up there.
Now, I just got to ask you about your career. I mean, last year's draft was Jeremy O'Day's first, and it became very clear to me what he likes in receivers: skyscrapers, and yourself and Justin McGinnis. So as long as Jeremy's the GM here, which he will be probably forever, you're probably going to have a big spot on the team. So when you look at your career ahead, and you can really only look one day at a time, but are you excited about what the CFL holds for you and being one of those great names in Rider history?
Oh, 100%. I think just from last year, like I said, going back to when I said it's a learning from the guy, especially Corey Watson in my position at that Canadian R position, I think for me, with my size and my ability, and I know what I can do, I think I'm so for that position, I think that's going to allow me to be successful in the league for hopefully 10 plus years, right? And like I think I have all the tools. It's just I got to put it all together and just go do it, right? And I think O'Day believes in me, and he told me that, so that's a good thing going on as I go on throughout my career.
You do have it all, and all you got to do is prove it, and I know you know that. So, Braden, I appreciate the time. Always nice seeing you, my friend. Stay safe. And here's
thanks for having me, guys.
Yeah, here's hoping you get back on the field soon.
Appreciate it. Thank you, Rod.
All right, Braden Leaney is joining us from Mosaic Stadium today, right down in the locker room. Oh, super, it just cool. Makes you feel good that he's playing for the Rough Riders. I was lobbying hard for that.
Oh, I know you were.
Yeah.
That's cool. I love seeing them back at the stadium. I think that's awesome. So it's just one more piece of good news and another sign of optimism that we just might get back to playing football. At least they're doing everything. You know, seeing NFL coaches like Mike Vrabel on social media going to work, seeing Braden and CFL players back at stadiums is a good thing.
All you can do in their role is do your part.
Yeah.
And hope that the leaders above you in the right positions, and I'm talking about the government and health officials, are doing the right things to get back to normal as soon as possible. That's all.
Yeah.
We'll continue that talk after the break and a whole lot more. Special guest coming up in the bunker. It's the RP Show Wednesday, June 10th, episode 252 of Canada's Morning Sports Talk Show continues right after this. Facebook Live, Game Plus TV Network, and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
It's time to change the way we do business.
Because it's time to focus on staying safe and staying healthy.
At Capital GMC, we've taken steps to help customers who are buying, selling, and servicing vehicles.
It's time to shop online, test drive from home, or let us know if you need service work.
We'll pick up your vehicle and return it to you when it's fixed at no extra charge.
It's time to serve our community.
It's time to flatten the curve.
Join us online at capitalgmc.ca.
Stay safe.
Be kind to each other.
And wash your hands.
I've chased adrenaline my entire life. But I'm talking fourth quarter. Monster hit. Crowd losing it. Nothing beats the energy of a rush game.
Bronco Plumbing and Heating has been servicing Regina and surrounding areas since 1978. At Bronco, we service all makes and models of furnaces, air conditioners, water heaters, and water softeners. Bronco also provides full sewer service, plumbing service, and duct cleaning. Call Bronco Plumbing and Heating today at 306-781-2090. Proud sponsor of The Rod Peterson Show.
This isn't just a beer. This is a double-aged, never-back-down, full-of-heart Western beer. This is a beer brewed by 16 guys who risked it all. Original 16. Underdogs since 1989.
Nat, what are the top 5 reasons people come to Suds?
Number 5. Our advanced technology protects your finish and keeps your car clean longer. Number 4. We knock off the snow and ice and towel dry to prevent freeze-up. Number 3. Our famous Suds Ultimate thoroughly cleans your car's interior. Number 2. You never need an appointment and you get a showroom shine. And the number 1 reason, we treat our customers like family.
Treat yourself and your car to a Suds full-service car wash.
Send us your opinions now. We won't victimize you unless you really deserve it. Now, back to your host, Rod Peterson.
Welcome back to the show, everybody. As we continue on this Wednesday, June 10th, I want to thank the guy that goes by on Instagram, Crazy Guy. That's Zach in Calgary. You see his comments on our post. Breaking news here. See Matt's head snap up over there? Breaking news.
This works really good.
This came from another one
it's
of our
It's a lot louder in here, right, than it is when it comes across the screen? Yeah, he knows.
Breaking news. You want to put that up on the screen, boys? Tom Pelissero of the NFL Network. Wait, I'm waiting for the horns for breaking news. People want to hear it. Can we do it? Breaking news. Thank you. Tom Pelissero of the NFL Network is reporting that the NFL and NFLPA are discussing the possibility of shortening the 2020 preseason. Per sources, nothing finalized or imminent, but multiple team executives informed of talks currently believe they could end up playing 2 preseason games rather than 4. Zach in Calgary, thank you for that. But I am afraid to say this is where it starts.
It's a gateway drug.
You know what I'm saying?
I do.
As much as I've loved the chutzpah and pizzazz of Roger Goodell and the NFL owners to this point, what's changed? What's making you believe that you could kick off on time and play in front of full stadiums? I admire it, but it's not reasonable.
I agree. It's tough, really, really tough. You could be putting all plans in place, but reality's starting to set in, clearly, that we might not be able to do this on time. We might not be able to, you know, be business as usual in the way that we're always used to. So let's start looking at what we can do to make this a little bit better. And one of the things is shortening the preseason.
But that's where it starts.
That's step one.
Yes. Yeah. And then it becomes one preseason game. Then it becomes an 8-game season.
Yeah.
That's what I fear. Or 9-game season. But we'll see. We'll see. Jason Bicek writes in, he says, I love interviews with players. Would love to see more Stamps players, though. Clark, did you hear that? Yeah, Clark's like, me too. That's what he said. Let's get, hey, Stamps, are you watching? I know you are. One Barry in Whitehorse writes in, he's watching today. He says, I am blessed, like you and Dupes, to have been raised on a farm and worked. That is work, everyone. It's the hugest. While I hated every single second of it, it was the best upbringing to possibly have because every other bit work after that is not work compared to farm work. Now, having said that, for the farmers that love it and ranchers, it's not work to them. Mm-hmm. It's their love. But for me, this wasn't for me. But getting out into the world, nothing compared to that.
Yeah.
For hard work.
Well, and the... Sorry, do we got
to
go?
No, I just wanted to say one thing about our guest list. Wait until tomorrow because Clark is just like swinging for the fences.
Oh, I know.
All the time. And he's crushed one.
Yeah. No, I know, but that one's, yeah, tomorrow will be really great. No, the farming thing, and I don't want people to mistake that. I didn't wake up every morning doing chores because I didn't live on a farm. I lived in town. But
you're a town kid.
But I do understand. Yeah,
exactly. You're a Rudy Poo.
But I do understand, and I have spent time doing those things, and you understand what work is. But then you also understand, you know, just willingness to do things, because opportunity, so much more. I heard the story when I was coaching football, when I got my radio start in Rosetown, neighboring community Elrose. And it's the story of the farm kids, right? For football practice, 7 a.m. practice. Right now, it's like, hey, do you want to go out? Well, no, I'm already in my sweatpants. No, I need some notice. No, I don't have a ride. It's like football practice at 7 a.m. Mom and dad can't drive you in. The kids would show up, two of them who lived on the farm, one on a dirt bike, pulling behind his friend on a shovel, on a grain shovel. That's how they got to football practice at 7 in the morning. It's just like, that's the mentality of the farm kids. You do whatever it takes to get there.
Right. And they still live that way.
They still live that way.
But you get out into the cities,
it's more about convenience.
Eh, and common sense ain't that common.
Yeah.
So it's just, it's good. I'm very grateful for that upbringing, but I wouldn't want to go back to it. It's hard. Sports update. Major League Soccer is set to resume its season with a tournament starting July 8th in Florida. The league suspended play on March 12th because of the novel coronavirus outbreak after its teams had played just two games. The league's 26 teams will be divided into six groups for the opening round of the tournament played without fans at ESPN's Wide World of Sports Complex at Walt Disney World. Roger Federer won't resume playing tennis until next season. The 20-time Grand Slam champion tweeted he has suffered a set back in his recovery from knee surgery. The 38-year-old Federer had arthroscopic surgery on his right knee in February. And the NCAA is finalizing a plan to extend the U.S. college preseason by 2 weeks. That could help coaches and players make up for lost time due to COVID-19. It would allow teams to have up to 12 walkthroughs before the typical preseason begins in August. This sports update for Wendell Clark's Classic Bar and Grill, corner of Idlewild and Circle Drive in Saskatoon. They are open, 50% capacity, and it's Wendell Wednesday.
That Wendell
means
burger.
It means the Wendell Burger is featured today. Might I call it a cracked pepper burger, and it's thick. It's a thick mother. Just take my advice and go try the Wendell Burger. I'm not going to say if you don't like it, it's free. I'm just saying you'll like it. Wendell Clark, see it at Wendell's. Corner of Idlewild and Circle Drive. And for the Tap Brewhouse and Liquor Store, where I'm going today, corner of Rochdale and Pasqua, spend $100 in the liquor store, get a $20 gift card to the Brewhouse restaurant. Cool?
Cool.
Tyler Daku writes in. He says, my 60-year-old dad is a contract painter. His Fitbit has tracked as many as 80 flights, and it went off the screen.
As many as 80 flights of stairs going up and down the ladder, and he says, meanwhile, I moderate Facebook posts for a living, or something like that.
Doesn't want to do it.
Yeah.
Steve DeYoung writes in and says, get Ambrosi in the cage. Why would I do that? And this isn't the cage. What are you talking about? You're talking about getting in the bunker. Everybody's still thinking.
I know.
That I'm associated to that. I'm not. But we would get him on. Why? To explain himself? He'll probably go to through 3-down or go through TSN. I don't feel the need to bring Randy Ambrosi on here to explain why they're not fining the Toronto Argonauts for being the only team going over the salary cap. One of the other things that we've learned in 90 days here is how perspective really changes your view on things, doesn't it? And even Scott Flory said it yesterday, the Huskies coach. When he was the head of the Players Association in the CFL, he had a different viewpoint then than he does now. When you're in the weeds, hard to see.
So true.
Once so
you get up above, you can actually see a clearer picture.
35,000 feet.
Completely different perspective on the world. Yeah, absolutely.
From Ty, who's writing from the RP Show account. C-A-G-E is pronounced bunker. Sean Alenius writes in, thank you for having B on your show. Same to you, Shauna, and thanks for watching. Everybody loved the Braden Alenius interview. Everybody loves Braden, that's why. It is a wonderful story. Fajardo with the Riders, Braden Alenius with the Riders. A lot of other great stories there. But I know those interviews also make your heart ache for games. I also understand that. That's something you guys got to deal with, however you deal with it in your own way. We kind of talked about it yesterday with Be The Flow. Some people liked it. I lost like 10 followers over that Be the Flow thing. People don't like the spiritual stuff. It works.
To each their own.
From Monty, I am over the cage. Happy for you, Rod. Thank you, Monty. He got over it.
Yeah, Monty got over it.
Kelly Bale, Bunker is great. I do prefer The Mess and The Foxhole, but I don't get a vote. No, you don't. I didn't even know how the term bunker came up.
Yeah, I don't know either, because we're not underground. But
it's kind of bunkerish.
But it's kind of bunkerish, because where we are right now, yeah, it's...
When we had the health and safety guy come in here, Jeff Campbell, he said, this is literally a bunker. We're locking it down.
Yeah.
Nobody's getting in or out. Nobody that doesn't work here on a daily basis.
Yeah.
Stacy Ochitwa Shawaga writes in, and she says, love Braden and hope he can come back on. Such a great story. From Jason, is Braden related to Scott Lenius? I don't know. Such a Saskatchewan thing.
I know. They got to be related, right?
They got to be, but probably are.
Yeah.
Jeff Stamps. See, here's a great question. Jeff in Calgary. Who was scheduled for the season opener on Thursday night football tonight? That's tomorrow. That's tomorrow, Jeff. Was it BC Ottawa?
I don't
know.
Who
the hell was it? Ottawa Hamilton, I believe, was week one.
Okay.
I was looking this up the other day. I guess the reason I don't know the answer is I'm not fixated on that. I mean, I saw Charleston Hughes last night tweeting, I miss football, with like 15 emojis across the bottom. And I totally get it, but missing it doesn't change anything.
Yeah.
I felt terrible for him. I feel terrible for all those guys. But they're now not in any different position than the NHL guys. Their checks are just smaller. Or the NBA guys. Missing it doesn't change anything. That's all.
Yeah, and looking back, and who would have been the season opener? Well, that was already scrapped, and they've got a new plan to start in September. So as soon as that happened, I completely forgot about any games that were scheduled. That was finished.
Thank you, Nelson. Our sim operator, Nelson Hakowicz. What can we call Nelson? He's our sim operator. What do we call him that?
It doesn't seem like a...
Director of Simulations, Clark just said. There we go.
That's a great title.
Director of Simulations, Nelson Hakowicz. You can get the business cards made up for like $10, can't you?
Something like that.
Nelson says it's BC at Edmonton. Nelson's going to be simulating the game. We're still waiting on approval to broadcast those simulations.
Yeah.
And I think we're going to be waiting a long time. But you can still simulate the games. Nelson's the guy that was doing the computer simulations of the Rough Rider games, which, by the way, Friday night, Riders Bombers, last Friday, Braden Lenius had, I think, 7 receptions for 131 yards.
Whoa.
Some people are really gravitating to the Sims. Some are really not gravitating to the Sims. Whatever. It's not for everybody.
Yeah.
Thursday night football, BC at Edmonton. Because the Eskimos lead the CFL on halftime acts, who do you think will be the halftime act? They've had Flo Rida. They've had Salt and Peppa. They've had some big names.
They've had everybody.
Let's come up with somebody who you'd like to see performing at halftime, season opener kickoff at Commonwealth Stadium tomorrow night, the Eskimos and the BC Lions. Or do they go completely off the board with a country act?
Yeah,
Brett Kissel's
been doing concerts ever. He's the only guy doing concerts, it feels like, right now. He's doing every single concert available. So he's working.
Because honestly, I'm getting into the sim world with this.
Yeah.
The kids played the video games. Remember the sim cities where you build it and stuff? It is actually fun.
Should we be playing like a YouTube video at halftime and have our own halftime concert?
Yeah.
Brett Kissel or whoever.
Let's dress it all up.
Sure.
And assume that there is a game. And then Friday morning, we'll kick it around. We'll dissect it.
Yeah.
With the stats.
Be great. And see, I kind of thought that if we're going to do this, and this is just, conversation, is that we should create our own 8-game schedule that goes from now until they're supposed to kick off in September.
I said, let's do an 18-game season and just condense, play the games within 18.
Or play them faster.
Kelly writes that he says, where do we see these Sims? Well, right now you don't, because we don't want to tick off the CFL. I'm at a stage in my life, and I don't know what changed. But I ask for permission now rather than beg for forgiveness. Life's going a lot easier since I did that, by the way. I don't know what flipped the switch on that. But Some guys have done simulations and they've done it on... Oh, we got it! Vanilla Ice performing at halftime. Oh, and Roger Whittaker. It's a two-for-one shot. Do you even know who Roger Whittaker is?
Should I?
Google him. Jeff in Calgary, how are you even old enough to know who Roger Whittaker is? He's like the Valdi. Do you know who Valdi is? He's like the Mr. Rogers of folk music.
Oh, yeah.
I like it. Oh, John says Nickelback, John in Winnipeg. Well, the first guy in was Vanilla Ice, and I think that would go over very well. What? Oh, it's got to be Canadian. Thank you. Thank you. I'm with you on that, Clark. So Nickelback.
What?
What do you mean? You don't like? No, you're not one of those guys that don't like Nickelback. Please tell.
No, I love Nickelback. I thought that was one of the best halftime shows we've had when Nickelback did the Grey Cup halftime show.
Do they have to be Canadian?
That's where I was at. All those Edmonton halftime acts haven't been Canadian, have they?
No, Flo Rida, pretty sure is not from...
Right? That's my point. If it's Canada Day,
Grey Cup
probably should because there's enough good ones, but it doesn't have to be every time.
Roger Whittaker. People are thinking he's dead. Can we Google? Can we go to the big board? We haven't even come up with a poll question yet, and Clark is saying... That would make a good poll question.
Years active, 1962 to present. So
he's still alive.
That would be my guess. And still alive.
Let's dust him off and prop him up beside the jukebox. Brian Adams. John in Winnipeg says Brian Adams. Do we want that racially insensitive Brian Adams? I don't believe he is, but there's a lot of people that thought that he was. Gordon Lightfoot. Yeah, we're going to.
Yeah.
Clark's like, let's get to Matt. I'm like, we're going to. I'm just having a lot of fun. Matt, can you carry on this conversation when you come in here?
Sure.
Yeah, he's got
Trooper,
some thoughts.
April 1.
Trooper.
There's
no.
The usual suspects. We're done with that. Done.
It's Lover, a CFL 3.0,
Lover
baby.
Loverboy. No. Like, we're done with that. That's CFL negative 2.5. Like, that's... You've seen the concerts. And Loverboy put on one heck of a show at the Regina Buffalo Days a number of years ago. But I mean
every year.
The leather jackets are 50 years old, the vests and the headbands.
Beep, beep, beep. That's the sound of the CFL going backwards.
Yeah. Harlequin.
Matt Hetherington next, and then Dubes will come back for overtime. It's the RP show episode. The Johnner Brothers, stop! They're all laughing.
Glass Tiger.
Not at John, but at Streetheart. Bill Lothian and Assiniboia says the Stampeders.
This was classic hits when I started in radio in 2006.
Yeah.
That was classics from the 60s and 70s.
Hang on. We'll be right back. It's the RP show. Episode 252. Facebook Live, Game Plus TV Network, and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
Universal Collision Center is Saskatchewan's premier auto body shop. Our extensive process ensures that every vehicle that comes through our state-of-the-art facilities is returned pre-accident condition and that every UCC customer experience is an easy one. We're certified to repair all makes, all models, and all luxury brands, and Universal Auto Spa offers full-service detailing packages to suit you and your vehicle. Plus, we're the official body shop of your Saskatchewan Rough Riders. Universal Collision Center, 3910 Rochdale Boulevard and 2355 First Avenue in Regina.
Prairie Mobile is your SaskTel authorized dealer. Whether you're looking for talk, text, or data, shared, unlimited, or business plans, Prairie Mobile will help you find the SaskTel wireless plan that's right for you. Visit us online at prairiemobile.com.
Nestled in the scenic Qu'Appelle Valley, just 20 minutes northwest of Regina, is one of the finest golf courses in all of Saskatchewan, the Deer Valley Golf Club. The clubhouse has a full-service restaurant, and customers can enjoy a casual dining experience with spectacular views of the golf course and valley. A fully stocked golf shop, staffed by PGA of Canada professionals, is equipped to meet all of your golf apparel and equipment needs. Book your tee time, family event, or corporate tournament today at the Deer Valley Golf Club. Call 306-731-1445 or log on to deervalleygolf.ca.
Does this look familiar? Your fans deserve an incredible arena experience. It's time for an upgrade. Stunning graphics. Revenue opportunities are just the beginning with our in-venue display systems and scoring technology. Let us help you find the best solution for your facility. DDG. Always delivering the best fan experience. Find us at ddgregina.com.
You need to adapt and you need to move forward. You can't be stuck in 1920. Direct West is on the top of their game. They know what they're doing, how they're doing it, and when you work with Direct West, things are good. There's no going backwards, they're moving forward. My business would not be where it is today without the help of Direct West to help me with my website and my Facebook and all my online presence. I've worked with Direct West for about 10 years, and it's been a great experience.
Did you know you can catch all the best moments from the show on all our social media platforms? Now, back to the studio with Rod.
Welcome back to the program, everybody. Just ahead of Matt Hetherington from the Drive the Green podcast, we've come up with a poll question today in the 11th hour for Capital Auto Mall Universal Collision Center. Who will be the halftime act at the Thursday Night Football CFL Sim season opener with BC at Edmonton? The options: Vanilla Ice, Nickelback, Roger Whittaker, or Kim Mitchell. And so far, 100% of the vote voting for Nickelback, the pride of Hanna, Alberta. So we'll have some fun with that. As Randy from Tway wrote in, he says, this went south fast. Boy, did it ever. And big breaking news last hour from Justin Dunk. The Argos are the only team in the CFL who went over the salary cap in 2019. And they're not being fined. The CFL has made that decision, and the rest of the teams are very upset about that, says Justin, and clearly a lot of you viewers too. Okay, so we bring in Matt Hetherington, who's brought a toolkit with him. What's up, Matt?
Yeah, it's a little gift basket. We'll get to that in a minute.
Oh, very nice of you.
Yeah, it's in a Lego container for my children.
I got you.
So that's why it looks a little bit.
Can I first ask you who ended up winning your Twitter bracket for the best golf course in Saskatchewan?
Yeah, so Waskasoo ended up winning, beating Kenosi.
Nice.
So that was really fun. It was nice to see a lot of people taking part in that and getting into it and involved. So
do you sign off on that? That is the nicest?
It's pretty nice. Yeah, it's nice to see. I mean, Riverside has been pretty well known as one of the best courses in the province. So to see them knocked off and Waskasoo take the crown was pretty cool. So, yeah.
That's good.
Last time I was on the show, I think I started growing this mustache. So this is
what
3 months gets you. So
it's odd. Do you like it?
No, well, I've got lots of compliments on it.
How's your kids like it?
They don't mind it. Yeah.
They don't mind. Yeah, well, they recognize you. That's the main thing.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, before we get into the podcast and so forth, and maybe this all ties into my question, how is the state of golf here since it opened up about a month ago?
Well, and so that's from Saskatchewan perspective. It's been going pretty well. They started, everyone kind of maybe a little bit of panic when we heard it was 20-minute tee times, but announcing it a month before they opened, by the time we actually got on the courses, it was 12 minutes, and from talking with courses, things like that, I think it's been well received. It's not that much difference in seven. And actually, we've found in our rounds that you get done a little bit faster. So golf courses are obviously taking a little bit of a hit, less cash coming in. But from a golfer's perspective, whether it's pool noodles or, you know, pin caddies, things like that around the pins, you just kind of get used to them. I mean, I know me and the boys are having a little bit of a hard time hitting 5-foot putts into pins, but it's a little bit of a mind melt early on, but you get
used
to
it. That is just your mind. That's the thing.
Yeah, that's exactly it. It's a mental game. So,
and you got to leave the pins in, yeah. Well, John Heaps writes in and says, what about Deer Valley? Janelle writes in and says, best courses, hands down, Nipawin. It's beautiful. They're all great. We haven't even talked about Catepwa. We are members of Deer Valley. They're a partner of this show, but that's what the bracket was for. And by the way, Deer Valley made it very far into the competition, did they not?
Yep, they did. Yeah. So that was the thing, is we wanted to have a little bit of fun. We did a little bit of matchmaking with it. We wanted to make sure that there was some, you know, intensity early on in some of the matchups. And if we wanted to just say the best course in Saskatchewan, we would have done it ourselves, but we made it a little bit of a Twitter vote, right? Facebook, you know, Instagram. So it was kind of a bit of a popularity contest, but that was the fun of it.
Isn't everything
next year?
Isn't everything?
Yeah.
Can you please tell me your golf story, why you're so hooked on it?
Yeah, well, I mean, me and the boys at Drive the Green, we've been fans of the game for a very long time. We were talking about it. We'd golf every week, you know, just love the game. And we thought, well, if we're going to be doing this, let's just start this podcast. And so it's a bit of a shame, too. This week is RBC Canadian Open week. We're supposed to be there right now, talking about music. Florida Georgia Line, the Reckloff, were there last year.
They'd be good.
They were pretty awesome. This year, I think, was the Chainsmokers, as well as, I can't remember the second act, but So no RBC Canadian Open this week, but just going and interacting with these players. We've had PGA guys on, just kind of picking their brain. You know, we've had coaches on. It's really just about, you know, providing value a little bit extra, having a little fun with it. You know, we like to put a little comedy in there as well. So, I mean, it's just guys being dudes.
Well, that's good.
So,
well, and by the way, I've got a lot of golf questions for you, but just you've piqued everybody's interest. Where can they find it right now?
Yeah, so Drive the Green Podcast, well, our website's drivethegreengolf.com, but it's on all podcast providers, Apple, Spotify, Google Play, you name it, we're on there. Our social media is just Drive the Green Golf. So, yeah, we've had a lot of fun. That's where our bracket was, obviously, mm-hmm. and we've had the ability now over the past couple of years to start and go and play some of the courses around the province and do some kind of, you know, video footage of them, whether it's drones or just a review of them. So it's been really good. It's fun to play, and it's really about showcasing golf in this province. And then, you know, our podcast kind of focuses a little bit more on PGA Tour and things like that, but we still have some, you know, local feel to that as well. So.
Well, I'll be honest with you. I mean, that's the one thing with my old job and my old talk show. Everybody was saying, you got to do more golf. It's such a huge industry. But for me, in my role, my whole life was taken up by the Rough Riders, yeah. All of it. I didn't have any room for anything,
yeah.
Let alone golf or all the stuff that I'm into now, lacrosse and getting into NASCAR and stuff. But it is a ginormous industry. I saw a stat in Alberta, 62,000 people are employed in the golf industry.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's why they felt that was not necessarily an essential service, but that they had to get the courses open. Mm-hmm. And I would think from the people you've talked to, because I know myself, I got 3 rounds in, my wife's probably got 7 or 8, what it does for you physically and mentally to get out there.
Yeah, exactly. And so that's the thing, especially with, you know, it's unfortunate with COVID right now that, you know, we don't have a lot of the sports. PGA Tour returns tomorrow. So it's we have golf, PGA Tour golf until November now. We're every weekend until November. So, but even just from a local perspective, getting out, and because it's really one of the only things we can do right now, a lot of people, I think, are taking up the game like you. It's kind of a mental escape from what we're dealing with right now. So, I know for us, we're getting those rounds in now, and hopefully membership increases at some of the courses because of it. And it's all about the game and the one that we love. So.
Well, literally, when you walk into the pro shop, and I'm speaking of Deer Valley, of course, but also Catepa, where I golf, they're just so happy to see you. Exactly. And they want to talk with you and stuff. And it is great. And honestly, you don't think about it, or at least I didn't. But Deer Valley's, you know, it is a tough course, and I'm going, this is a hell of a workout. I'm going uphills, obviously into the trees and twisting, and you know what I mean? It's great for all the things that you've loved for your whole life. And it's not to say that my dad used to take me to Long Creek and Avonlea all the time. That was our thing together on weekends. So it's just me getting back into it now that I've got the time, and I absolutely love it. So I just want to thank you for carrying the flag as much as you do, and guys kind of welcoming me back into it.
Yeah, I appreciate that. And that's the thing with golf too. It's you're going to hit, you know, anywhere from 75 to 120 shots a round, but it's the three good ones that you hit,
Tom Brady,
that keep you coming back, right? So it's
right.
There's always room for improvement, and I think that's why so many people love the game, is just a couple shots around that keep you hooked. They're like, that's why I'm playing this game.
Yeah, well, for me it does. That's why the match with Tom Brady, he had the shot of the whole day.
Yeah.
Made him think he could actually do it all the time.
Yeah, after he kept shanking like 4 or 5 in a row.
How much did you enjoy that?
It was really good. I think it was a good escape for people, just some live sports to watch, and now that we're starting to open back up and get more on the TV, it's... we're glad that PGA will get showcased, and they're doing a lot of things in the PGA Tour. They're miking up players now, a lot more shot tracking.
Yeah, entertaining,
right?
So, so how are the guys when you get them on your show? They're open, obviously, to do the interviews.
Yeah, they're pretty good. This past week we had Tom Lovelady, so he was a guy that was on the PGA Tour. He lost his tour card this year. Very good conversation into the grind that is the PGA Tour. So, he played for the past 2 years, lost his card. Now he's playing mini tour events. So he's playing where he has to pay to play in the tournaments. The guy who wins the tournament gets $25,000, which would be a third of what making a cut on the PGA Tour does. So just talking to him and picking his brain about, you know, trying to stay with it when that's your life. He was a successful college golfer on the PGA Tour, and now he's having a difficult go. So just things like that. And then you obviously have the big guys that are on. We've had, you know, the Canadians that are on the PGA Tour, and talking to them and their road and then success. Corey Connors won last year. We had him on. So just talking to those guys and what it's like to get there. It's
well, they get it, and they want to promote the sport.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? So. By the way, Darren, I want to present you live on the air
DuPont!
Yes, sir.
Can you bring the hat out for Matt? I want to present it to him. The rock star of the day. Wonderful. There you go. You walk into the shot, Darren. Wonderful. There you go. Can you hold that up to the camera?
Yeah.
That is the RP Show Rock Star of the Day hat presented by Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions. Now, that's not for today. That's for the last time that you were on.
We're going for two.
So
though.
You're going two for two. Yeah, exactly. You got some. There you go. Rockstar of the Day.
Is gift exchange time?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, What do you got?
Okay. So I got this little Lego kit here. So first things first, I know you guys have the golf balls out front.
Yeah.
So brought a Drive the Green golf ball.
Love it. Thank you.
Pro V1.
Nice.
Up there. So you might see that swapped out with these beautiful Callaway Warbirds.
Top Do they help?
Line,
yeah.
Top of the line stuff. Yeah. So those have the logo on them too, but I'm pretty sure you will probably want to hit the Pro V1. Player Golf's a big sponsor of our
yes.
show.
Yes. Tell me about those guys. They're local guys.
Yeah. So Chase Porter out of Saskatoon started Player Golf in 2015. So they're out of Saskatoon. They're really starting to gain some steam here in the province and around Western Canada.
Nice stuff.
You'll see them in a lot more clubhouses. So that kind of takes me into the shirt that I'm wearing this past, just recently we actually partnered with Player to get, some shirts made. And so this one's for you.
Oh, thank you.
So
Love
you can
it.
Wear that.
Perfect.
And yeah, so we got some tees for the boys, some golf balls and a shirt.
I think we're winning this trade.
Yeah, I
like
you,
Matt. That's awesome.
Right. You have to come bearing gifts, right?
Yeah, I appreciate it, man. Well, good luck and see you out on the course and thanks for all you're doing.
Yeah, we'll have to get you boys out to Deer Valley. We'll do a course review and we'll go together.
So. Absolutely. Appreciate it.
Fun. Thanks for having me.
All right, Matt Hetherington from Drive the Green podcast on the program. Dupes joins us back here for overtime next. Hang on. We'll talk about the Rockstar of the Day vote. It's the RP Show, Facebook Live, Game Plus TV Network, and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
Building a deeper connection with our fans by putting them in the show. It's a new era of sports talk. The Rod Peterson Show airs from 10 to noon, Monday to Friday on Facebook Live. Join the conversation today and tune in. Online, on your phone, at home, at work, follow us on Instagram, Snapchat, and Twitter. And subscribe on YouTube for all the content you want to watch. Don't wait, do it right now.
It's time to change the way we do business.
Because it's time to focus on staying safe and healthy.
At Capital Ford, we've taken steps to help customers with buying, selling, and servicing vehicles.
It's time to shop online, test drive at home, and let us know when you need servicing.
We'll pick up your vehicle and return it to you when it's fixed at no extra charge.
It's time to serve our community.
It's time to flatten the curve.
Join us online at CapitalFordLincoln.com.
Stay safe.
Be kind to each other.
And wash your hands.
IKS Live. IKS Live. Western Canada's premier production services company. LED sign rentals. Video production. Event management. Look no further than IKS Live. Visit our website. IKS Live. Always the best seat in the house. IKS Live.
Locally owned and family operated, Emerald Water, refreshing the Rod Peterson Show. From reverse osmosis to natural alkaline and distilled water, they are perfect for your home and office. Saskatchewan's number one source for commercial alkaline with natural electrolytes and minerals that are better for your body. Naturally occurring magnesium, calcium, bicarbonate, and potassium are amazing for your health. Trust 30 years of experience and drink water that matters from Emerald Water.
Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions is Saskatchewan's only full-service supply chain company. Strategic sourcing, PO creation, and order expediting, VMI and vending solutions, and free delivery are just a few of the supply chain services we provide. If your company needs it, Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions can get it for you. Price, quality, service, Rockstar Supply Chain Solution is helping Saskatchewan companies buy better.
You got something to say? You want to add to the show? What are you waiting for? Don't just sit there. Say something. Now, back to the studio with Rod.
Welcome back for overtime, everybody. Dupes joins us back in the bunker. Paul's here, too. Must be an important day. I gotta be out of here for lunch at 12:30, guys.
Gotta
go. That meeting can't go very long. We're going to the tap. What? They're a sponsor. So leading the way in the vote for who will be the halftime act at the Thursday Night Football CFL Sim season opener with BC at Edmonton. Your options, Vanilla Ice, Nickelback, Roger Whittaker, and Kim Mitchell. Kim Mitchell's leading.
Oh, I would have said Vanilla Ice.
I would have thought too. He did not die, Paul. Nor did Roger Whittaker. No swearing in the bunker, unless your name's DuPont. $5 in the fine jar. We're doing a show here. How are you?
I'm good.
Good. Oh, and the Rockstar vote is up too, by the way, for Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions. Who was Wednesday's RP show Rockstar of the Day? Justin Dunk. Sorry, Matt. Justin Dunk, so far, 75% of the vote since I tweeted it. He had the huge breaking news today.
Yeah. It was pretty good. And I'm still seeing notifications going off on social media about that, and the Argos going over the salary cap. It'll be interesting to see how that gets resolved. It will.
All this stuff, it'll be interesting to see how it gets resolved. I see Brady and Saskatoon's writing in about the NFL and the Players Association discussing the possibility of a shortened preseason via NFL Network. I'll say it again. This is where it starts. We're into day 91, I think, of the pandemic in terms of the sports conscience and the NFL never backed down. Oh, you are seeing, I guess, how strong this virus is, that it's bigger than everybody. I guess.
Yeah.
I mean, the danger of it, even the World Health Organization can't decide how dangerous it is in terms of being infectious, but the leagues don't want to screw with it.
No, you can't end up on the wrong side of it. And whether it's financially with insurance and liabilities, but also just with health and safety, period. You really don't want to take any chances and have it hit or spread again. This has been tough enough since, the middle of March, and we're seeing the light. Let's just continue forward until we can get out and get back to normal. Let's not rush it, but they also want to play. And so it's that balance, right, of trying to push it through and make sure we can play and do what we want to do, but also making sure we take it seriously. And now we're starting to see the virus is catching up with even the NFL.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
And I believe that as we get closer and closer and closer to when training camps were supposed to open, you're going to see delays, shortened preseason, shortened regular season. News today that the American-Canada border is being closed now to the end of July. Now, CFL players with the proper paperwork can get in. That hasn't changed. So maybe it's not as bad a news for the CFL as we originally thought. Who knows? I will say this. Two guys I know have had the coronavirus. Two people I know personally. Both were in Montreal, and both have recovered.
Yeah.
So it's how deadly is it on percentages? Obviously, that's not a direction we're going to go. Not right now, and maybe not ever. But the league, so far, the virus is winning. Okay, it won against Canada West. It won against WCBL. It's won against the NBA and NHL in terms of delays. So we'll see what it means to the NFL. I mentioned tomorrow's guest list. It's a big one, baby. Dustin Nielsen joins us from TSN Edmonton. From TSN Winnipeg, Andrew Hustler Patterson. Nice work, Clark. Two good friends there. Matthew Barnaby, old Barney's going to join us from the Matthew Barnaby Unfiltered podcast, NHL pest, self-proclaimed thug, and Hockey Hall of Famer. Are you ready for it? Chris Pronger, number 44. Chris Pronger will be joining us from the Florida Panthers front office. He is in South Florida right now. He'll be joining us tomorrow. Chris Pronger at 11:30 a.m. Mountain. Great job, Clark. Really great job. Thanks to all of our guests today. Vote on our polls, and we'll see you at 10 a.m. Mountain Thursday right here on Facebook Live.
For more Rod Peterson on demand, visit rodpeterson.com.